last part of our Friday. It's time now for Tunch's Keys to the Game, presented by your local neighborhood Ford store.
Thanks, Miss. Key number one is stop the run. I know I say this ad nauseum, especially against good running teams, but when you look at the Jacksonville Jags, they are built to play from ahead or even. Great defense, can rush the passer, and a tough, hard-nosed running game. As a matter of fact, that's what they want. They want to pound the ball. And when you look at their quarterback, Blake Bortles, he's not good on second and long, third and long situations. He's best when he's under center. He's best at the play-action pass. For those two things to work, they've got to run the ball well. You take Leonard Fournette out of this ball game, and they're going to have a tough time of it offensively. Key number two is from the offensive side of the ball. You've got to win on first down against these guys. They are a great pass rushing team, and they love to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. The way you counter that is you run at them at times and you go wide at times. But the important thing is if you win on first down, in other words, gain 4 yards or more, now you make them play flat-footed. When you're playing from behind the chains, in other words, second and long, third and long situations, that's when they got their ears pinned back and they're coming after the quarterback. When you dictate the flow of the game by running the ball effectively on first down or throwing the ball effectively on first down, now those guys have to play flat-footed. You do that, keep them flat-footed, and Ben and Lev and AB and company, they'll have their way with the Jacksonville defense. Key number three, protect Ben at all costs. They have a front four. Man, they get after the quarterback. They are relentless. They have 55 sacks. And their two outside guys are fast guys. They get up the field, Dante Fowler and Yannick Ngakoue. The inside guys, Malik Jackson, gets up the field in a hurry as the three techniques. And Calais Campbell, who leads them with 14 and a half sacks, he does it all. Bull rush, speed, swim. But one of the things that you notice conceptually that they do, and they've done it on most of their sacks, is they'll run a twist to one side, and they'll run the guys upfield on the other side. And that's really interesting because what it does, it collapses the pocket on one side and gives no place for the quarterback to step up in the pocket. And it gives the outside guys, whether it's Dante Fowler or Yannick Ngakoue, the short edge. And so it's a great concept, and they have the four guys to do it. Now, how do you combat that? You got to short set these guys. You've got to be aggressive with your hands, and you can't let them get penetration. I'm Tunch Ilkin, and these are my three keys to the game.
Our thanks to Tunch. Sunday, Heinz Field, 1:05 p.m. Eastern for the kickoff. Big pep rally tomorrow at Stage AE. If you're here in Pittsburgh or coming in for the game, things get underway at 6 p.m. So that's it.
Back-to-back 1 o'clock games, home games. Doesn't get much better than that.
You're talking about the one they just played and the one they're about to?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if you were fast-forwarding.
No. Last week, last Steelers game was 1 o'clock. This coming one coming up is at 1 o'clock, back-to-back.
Did you guys notice on those highlights, Tunch had some different sack highlights than I had. There's always two or three guys that could get the sack. You know, they had 55, one fewer than the Steelers, but, man, do they have people that crush that
disruptive
pocket.
Yeah. Get the pressure.
That's going to be a challenge to
get that Roethlisberger. But our man is going to take care of that.
That's
on
right.
Sunday.
Shout out once again to Marquise Pouncey for the jerseys. That's going to do it for this Friday.
53 is eligible.
No, he's not.
Of Steelers Live. Thanks so much for joining us, everyone. We will see you Monday at 4 p.m. Have a great weekend. Here we go.